very exciting news today. It's not often we get the announcement of a new product, the Certain product. Tell us about this herbicide.
Yeah, so we're excited to launch a Certain herbicide. It's a new innovation. We're taking two unique chemistries, combining those together. We've got a group 14 and a group 15. What really makes Certain unique is the encapsulation technology. So in order to use the chemistry post, we had to do an encapsulation process. The liquid encapsulation that's very common for other herbicides in the market didn't give us success in getting weed control and crop safety in corn. So we went to a solid encapsulation process, and that basically gave us the vehicle to achieve not only excellent residual weed control, but also crop safety on corn. So we can take that chemistry that previously was only used pre, it can now be used post, early post as well.
And this really is a first ever, right?
Yeah, this is unique. It's a new technology, new encapsulation methodology. It's a patented process that BASF has patented. But again, it's all to get that flexibility so growers can use the tool, not just pre, but post. We all know growers have good intentions. They want to get applications made pre for weed control. But because of weather conditions, because of challenges of sprayers keeping up with planters, they don't always get the application on before the corn spikes. In the past, that chemistry would injure corn, so we'd have to shut off applications once the corn spiked out of the ground. Now with this novel encapsulation technology, we can apply early post when the corn is up and out of the ground.
How long are we talking about?
Okay, so we're looking at an application through V3 at this point. Okay, so that gives us some flexibility, again, to get on either pre or early post once the corn's up.
What kind of weeds are we targeting here?
So we've seen particular success with Certain on some key weeds here. Water hemp, Palmer pigweed, or Palmer amaranth, as some people call it, and then giant ragweed. But we've got control or suppression of 79 grass and broadleaf weeds. So we would consider it a broad spectrum residual herbicide for corn.
You talk about this proprietary solid encapsulation. Do you see that platform being used in the future?
Yeah, so potentially that solid encapsulation technology could be utilized in some other new active ingredients that we've worked through and done some research and development on. So I would say stay tuned. We may have some products in the future that uses that same technology with different active ingredients, but the same goal in mind, to give us post flexibility in a product that previously could only be used pre.
Can you give us a little bit of a history, how long you've been working on this particular project and really what kind of work in R&D that went into it?
Yeah, so Certain herbicide research and development really started in 2012, so over a decade ago. That's where we started with a liquid encapsulation process. Found out that that wasn't going to work to give us those two goals of weed control and crop safety. So that's, probably about 2016, we switched over to that new technology concept of encapsulating a solid. And that's gotten us to the finish line here. We hope and expect to launch in 2024.
So registration through EPA, when do you expect that?
Yeah, so the EPA label for Certain herbicide has been submitted. And it's scheduled to be approved in quarter four of this year. And so we'll keep tabs on that. And hopefully that'll be on schedule for us so we can launch in 2024.
Any thought on the name process?
Yeah, so the name process is interesting. We get a list of names. You can imagine, think about all the, I see commercials for pharmaceuticals about every night when I watch TV. Whether it's a pharmaceutical or a crop protection product, all the good names have been used, so we got to get creative and use a different name. So, but we're pleased that we could use Certain herbicide. It's easy to pronounce, and we think it'll resonate with growers and agronomists.
We're looking forward to seeing it in the field.
All right, thank you very much.
Will there be research this summer, then, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so we'll have Certain herbicide plot tours this year, so that'll be open to growers and agronomists, and we'll have that in really most all of the key states in the Midwest and in some other areas in the country in the east and south. But for sure, Certain herbicide plots, we're really encouraging people to get out and see those this year so they can get a better handle on how it works and how it can be used on their farm.